Okay, good morning, Masechet Chulin, Shavua Tov, Daf Kuf Kaf Dalet, and we're at the bottom of Kuf Kaf Gimel Amud Bet, got Mati Rav Yirmiya. Okay, so we're still busy over here on these brighters against Reish Lakish. I think this is the fourth one. Yeah, all right, yeah, four. This is the fourth one of against Reish Lakish, yeah? Remember, Reish Lakish was the one who said, that it's only with regards to a talis with a garment, but if it was leather, the tumor would stay even though you'd cut it up and there were still parts joining it. Right? Because he said that on the or it would stay, and we explained the Rashi said, why was the or stay? El or chalim. Because we said the very last narrow lines of Rashi on Kuf Kaf Gimel Amud Bet, Chazaku al yedei oto miktzat. Even though there's a little bit holding it there, the leather, it's still very strong and it's together. But when you go back and you re-sew it, it retains its original definition and name. So therefore, there isn't batel. Okay, so the ori is different to Reish Lakish as opposed to the garment. And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, even with the or, it doesn't work. So the Gemara now brings in fourth kasha. Mati Rav Yirmiya, tanur. Let's see a tanur. Tanur is an oven, right? Now remember, oven, we were speaking about earthenware oven. Okay, now these ovens, you have stoves and ovens, yeah, Mark's got a nice picture of it. Okay, these ovens, what's very important also to apply specifically with Hilchot Shabbos, is why these ovens work is that you've got this earthenware, like a bucket type story, you turn it upside down, you put it on the ground, you then seal it with plaster. Rashi actually says, you'll see Rashi says there, I think he says there, Loazer Rashi, yeah. If you look at the second last lines of Rashi, there's a word there, umechabrela plastera bela'az. Can you all see that? Plastera bela'az, right? So you take plaster, basically you use like a tit, and you seal it to the ground. So look at Rashi. Tanur shenit ma keitzad metarento. So if you've got a tanur now that becomes tameh, how do you metaher? How do we make this tanur tahor? This big machloket, yeah? Look at Rashi. Third last line of tanur, tchidato asui kli. So originally it's just a kli, kekedeir, like a bucket. Umetal telu keshebalu kuvom. You finally find the place you want to fix it to the ground. Right? Ma'amido ba'aretz. You put it on the ground, you make stand it upright. Ud madbik titz vivab. And you put the cement around or plaster or some sort of daga. Is the word you call it in South Africa? I already called it. It must be a word for it now. Right? Svivav. Uma'abehu v'karile tfeila. And we call this tfeila. Shemetapla umechabralo. Right? Which basically, I think Rashi is saying, yeah, it metapel. It makes it tafel. And basically it loses its identity. It becomes now part and parcel of the ground. Okay, I think that's what's going on over here. Right? Now, so how do you metaher it? So Tana Kama says, what do? Chulko leshlosha, you split it up and you break it up into three parts. The gorer et atfele, and you strip off all this cement, this plaster, this tit that you've stuck around. Look at Rashi, the last answer, Rashi there. Chulko leshlosha lekli atzmo, you split the kli itself into three. Mi bifnim, from inside. One or two. Tiyishnayim hagadol tamei. The kribim says you have a rov. And we said, or we learned earlier on. We had, or is it coming? Hold on, let me see. Maybe it's still coming. No, it's still coming. We're going to see over here that if it's still got him at one piece that's rov, so that round piece will retain its original tumma. So you don't want to have any piece that's a rov. So I'm splitting it up into three. You've got three parts. Neither of them is a rov. Assuming if you make it to three equal parts, right? Or three more equal parts. Neither one is a rov. Each one is only a third. Okay? The gorer tatfela says Rashi, you strip off this sealant. She dibekala that was stuck to it. She gam hu mechavarto. Now here comes a very important line in Rashi, because this too is what connected it. The af alpi she adayin hu omed tahor. Okay, a little bit difficult. We've got this kli. Now we got a picture. We're chopping it up three ways, vertical, right? Not horizontal. We cut it like this into three, and it's still standing. Says Rashi. And that's still standing. We've stripped off the sealant. It's all gone. The three pieces are still standing. It's tahor. Okay? That's
useless.
Is it useless? I don't know.
That's really hard to do also.
That's an oven, it's useless.
Yeah, that's what's going on. Right. The gorer tatfela ad sheyehe ba'aretz. Now, what does it mean ad sheyehe ba'aretz? Klomash Rashi ad hakarka mapila. Okay? Right? In other words, you've basically stripped off all this stuff, this garret. So it says over here, the gorer etat tvela achir ba'aretz. Now, I think achir ba'aretz, I'm not sure if you stripped all it off of the ground, you've taken it off, it's all poured off, and it's lying on the floor. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir has got a slightly different opinion to Tanakama. Rabbi Meir Omer, eino tzarich lo li gror etat tvela velo achir ba'aretz. So you don't have to strip this off. You don't have to go through this whole process of stripping off. Ella, what do? Mema'ato mibifnim me'arba tvachim. So now again, I think the difference we're saying it's arba tvachim high, right? So this is a tefach. So it's like this high. It's basically like about half an amma. Right, half a tefach. How many tvachim in an amma? Four, no? Four, five or six. I mean, okay. It's a machlok. Around about just under a half a meter. Okay, as long as it's below that, then it's good enough. Right? So kimamayit la midalit, so now comes our kasha. When it's less than dalit tvachim, miha tahor, it still tastes tahor. Right? It's tahor, miha tahor. Am I? Why? Why do we say that it is tahor? Lema ha chalim v'kai. It's standing there and it exists. Why? Look at Rashi. Because it's still very nicely sealed. In other words, this oven is a working oven. Right? Everything's it's sealed. It's intact. So how come... Now that's Hanakama. Rabbi Meir says, Lo tzarich. Eino tzarich. Lo li gror et hatfeilem. Not to break off the seal. Velo ad shir baret. Not even to strip the seal off of the ground. And all you do is basically just cut its heart down. Tanakama said chop it up vertically. We may seem to be saying cut it horizontally. So if you cut this thing down, it's now less than 4 amot tall, we haven't got a problem any longer. Right? The worst of it, how come? Remember, Reish Lakish said over here, what is our kasha? Reish Lakish said with regards to the fabric, that lo shanu ele betalit, but with or no, because it's still hard and it's still strong and it's connected. Ah, here's a perfectly good proof. This oven is still hard and connected, and yet because we've reduced its size, it now becomes tahor. That's a kasher of shakish. Right? Everybody see the parallels? It's pretty, like it's a direct link. Right? Can you see that? No, I'm joking. Right? So, amale rava, so rava says no. So in other words, it seems to be like a cut. Look at Rashi there. Ha chalim v'kai sha tfeile ma'amid yafe. So this seems like a good kasha against Reish Lakish. So Rava comes in here and protects Reish Lakish. Says, no, Amalei Rava, this has got nothing to do with Reish Lakish. Why? V'ayim amid Rabbanan. Let's look at the ratio of the Mishnah. Why are you focusing on Rabbi Meir? We've got Tanakama. Right? What does Tanakama say? Tanakama says, gorer et ha-tfeile ad she'er barut. You've got to rip it off. So why are you using the safe as a kasha against Reish Lakish? The ratio is pretty much your favorite Lakish. You've got to rip it off. If it's standing there stuck together with this tefillah, it wouldn't work, which is like our leather. Our leather is connected, so it wouldn't work. Right? So why are you using the safer of Rimeir, a kasha against Reish Lakish? Rava comes to protect him and says, look at the Rabbanan and the brighter actually of this Mishnah actually fits perfectly with Reish Lakish. Ella Amar Rava. Rava says, you know what? Look at this is what we're talking about. Completely different. Words. On that kasha, you haven't got a kasha. But Amarava, look at Rashi there, the third lines. B'shenit tamei, when it becomes tamei, kule al melo pligi, the chol kame de chalim lo tahor. Right? He says, that's not the machloket. Right? When it becomes tamei. The chol kame de chalim lo tahor. That so long as it's standing there, and this tefillah is still wrapped around it, and it's standing, and it's stuck, and it's sealed, everybody agree that it hasn't become tahor. It's still a tamei oven. What are we discussing? He says, "V'ha'cha ha'chikamra." This is what we're speaking about. This is what we want to say. Tanu shenitma keitzad mitarinoto. Right? And oven that has become tamei. So he says, "Amra v'ha'chikamra tanu shenitma keitzad mitarinoto." Divrei akol chokol shloshu v'goret atfeil ad shebaretz. That's obvious. He says, if you want to make a tahor, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Meir, that you've got to break the sealant off it and rip it down to the ground. So that is not the discussion. Even that's not the machlok in this Mishnah. Even Rabbi Meir would agree. However, harotzeh shelo yavo toro tumei. But now let's discuss how do we make a tanur that milechatchila can't become tamei. That's what Rabbi says is our discussion. How do we make it harotzeh shelo yavo tanuro lidei tuma keitzad hu oseh? Give us preventative measures, not how to smash it up afterwards. Let's prevent it. He says, what do you do? Chol kol shlosha. Here, you take this tanur, cut it up now into three parts. v'gored ha'tfeila ad sheyeh ba'aretz, and strip its tfeila to ba'aretz, and now it's still usable, if I understand correctly. We've still got a working tan. It's not the best, because heat will seep out, and the heat will leak, and it might be harder to heat. But you've got a tanner here, which is basically broken into three parts from the outside, hasn't got this tfeila wrapped around it,
same
and now...
The market is, same
by this. An untameable tanner, right? And now it will become tame. And that's what Tanakama said. Rabbi Meir said, no, anot zarich. You have to go so far, smash the whole thing up and rip the sealant off. Loli groret tfeila ulat sheyeh ba'aretz, ela mematu bifnim, make it from lechatchila, a small tanner. We may say that tanu that's less than four tvachim can't become tamei. And that's what that Mishnah was about. Right? That's the story. Okay, so that is basically the end of the sugya. And now the Gemara brings that Mishnah and discusses the Mishnah in detail. So we finished with our Kashas against Rash Lakish. We've seen the comment for Rash Lakish. Basically, we've got support Rash Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan in both ways. And now we move on. Right? So here... The Gemara says, Amar Mar, Chulku L'Shlosha. Right, split into three. That was now in as a preventative measure. The Gemara says, how can that be? Raminu, we've got a Braita or a Mishnah which completely cholek. Look at that. That is a Mishnah in Kalim. Kalim Perikei, Mishnah Aleph, or also in Masechet Nida. Right, and that Mishnah says like this. Tanur, if you've got an oven, Hutchilato Arba'a, that to begin with, was only four tvachim high. Right? Now, according to Rabbi Meir on their previous Mishnah, a tanur of four tvachim high can never become tameh in the first place. Right? This Mishnah is speaking about a tanur which was four tvachim high and did become tameh. So, tanur, tchilato arba, v'shirav arba, divrei Rabbi Meir. Once again, look at Rashi over here. I skipped out the other Rashi's there. Tanur, tchilato arba. Ein tanur pachot mi arba, vafilu nigmara mim lachto. Right? Rabbi Meir says, tanur tchilato mi arba. The word it starts off, the smallest the tanur can be is four. Veshirav, what a shirav. Imaya gadol venitma. Now, if you got a big tanur, so Rabbi Meir says, tanur starts off with four, it becomes four. Now, if it was a big tanur, bigger than four, and it became tamei, v'shavro, and you broke it in order to metaher it. Tzarich shelo yehe bo shever shel dalet. Rebbeir says, make sure that if a part that broke off, in order for that part to become tahor, mustn't be at least four tvachim high. If it's four tvachim high, it's also going to be tameh, says Rabbi Meir. The chachamim say, bameh, amurim, what are we speaking about here? When we say that a tanur starts off before, look at Rashi, the tchilato arba v'shav arba. Rabbi Meir said that the tanur starts off from the four, it becomes a tanur. And it can't have a broken part, also at least four. What are we speaking about? Begadol. That's only a big tanur. Right? Aval bekatan, but if it's a small tanur, tchilato kol shehu, it starts off becoming a tanur, however size it is, once it's actually a tanur, and called a tanur, and works as a tanur, whatever size, we don't care, it's a tanur. Mishe tigmar melachto, right? Once it is already a tanur now, sheirav berubo. Then it makes no difference how big it is. The part that breaks off, as long as it's a rov, it will become tame. If it's less than rov, it won't become tame. We can understand for a second the previous Mishnah on the last Amud, where it said you break it into three. Why? Because you never got a part that's rov. Because each one's at least a third. Right? Vekama kolshehu. Okay, wait a second. So now, let's understand now this machloket. So we see here now a different machloket in Kalim, where there, Chachamim say, no, there's a tanur that can even be smaller than four. Different Rabbi Meir is speaking about a big tanur, but a small tanur, even less than four, and a small tanur if the shirav, as long as it's a rov. And we see Rabbi Meir seems to agree that there's a tanur which is less than four. So how does that work with our previous Mishnah? Look at Rashi here. Begadol. Right? Hatanurim asuyim le'efot v'litzlot kedarkan. Right, regular oven which you're making for baking and for roasting. Aval katan, what's this katan? But a small oven. Shosin le tinokot. It seems like girls or babies or children had their own ovens. You'd have a children's oven, but a proper working oven, not a play, you know, like Fisher Price toy. Right, a proper oven that you would heat up in a small oven. Tchilato kolshu, any size. Now, shetigma melachto, right? Lachar shenigmar v'hesiko, after you finished it, and it's a kli, because it has to be nigmar melachto. A kli only becomes tamei when it's completed, right? After gemar melachto, not in a working process, but a finished kli, and you've lit up a fire, and it's a working kli, afilu hu tefach, even if it's one tefach, 8 centimeters off the ground, mekabel tuma. Right? So look at the Rashi there quickly. And that Rashi over there says, Ketana miha, right? Nonetheless, we learn what? Bamed remurim begadol. The Shairo aleph, dalet. Aval betzir me'arba, but less than 4, no. Lot tameh hu ambi tameh. Vahatam, right? There, you know, I think I'm jumping the gun now into... Yes. Okay. So now we've got a bit of background. Keep your finger there on that place in the Rashi. Still, we've got background now onto this melachta. What's the b'shita mishe tigmar melachto shaburubo? V'kama kol shuhu? V'kama and have any of Amri Dever Rabbi Yanai tefach? And v'kama kol shuhu? How much does it have to be? Says at least a tefach Rabbi Yanai. Shechein osim tanurim v'not tefach. Because they do make tanurim that are a tefach high. Right? And there, the Gemara says, Taima dekishav dalet. So there it appears, seems like what? That in the, we've got a shirayim that are 4. If it's like a shirayim, then there aren't 4, right? Seems to be a stira between the two tanurim. Now go back to the Rashi. He tells you like it's vahatam. There on our Gemara that we learned on Kuf Kaf Gimel, the previous Mishnah, Ketani Chilkul Shlosha. You broke it into 3. Avalishtayim lo. You can't smash it into 2. Why? Because then one of the parts would be a rov. Sagi, the shtayim lo sagi wouldn't be enough. V'afa gav de leke bechetzio dalet. Even if it wouldn't, we never said there that one of the halves or at least dalet. We just said rov. Right? It says, mid the kemekir of Meir. The fact that Meir says, v'omer, his mekil, it doesn't need, eno tzarich ele mema'ato mi bifni mi dalet. Have to make the whole thing. I mean, that previous Mishnah Rabbi Tanakama said break it into 3. Meir says, no, don't just strip off the whole thing, break it into 3. Just make it a smaller than dalet. It seems that Chachamim argue on that as well. In other words, can you just make it into 4? No, Chachamim says that's the thing is making it beneath 4 because beneath 4 there are tanurim that are 4 that are also tameh. So it seems that Chachamim are arguing with Rabbi Meir on both cases. However, whatever the size is, you can't have rov. If you've got rov, it becomes tameh. So even in a small tanur, we've got rov would be tameh. In a big tanur, rov would be tameh. Rabbi Meir says that less than 4 never becomes tameh. We said there are tanur, and that's what become tameh. You understand? We've got a stereo here between the two mishnas. Stereo is clear, right? So that's the Gemara's question over here now. Gemara says, but now, there in the previous mishnah, we said that if the shirav or dalet, that's why it should become tam. If it's less than tam, it will become tahor. And here it seems to be, you're making it less than 4 and it is tahor. So it's amrei hatam de tzalke mitzalek hacha de avde gistra. So it would depend. Depending how you're going to chop it. Hatam, there, diktani de ba'inan dalet ve'i lo lo ave tame, there, that if the rov was 4 tvachim, and if it wasn't 4 tvachim, it wouldn't become tame. What's that case over there? De tzalke mitzalek. What does it mean? Le rochvo. You chopped it this way, like this, lerochav. So now the oven can't stand any longer. So basically, it's not a good standing oven anymore. In our case here, we're saying diktani berubatame, even if it's an afagav, that the rov would become tamei. Even though it hasn't got a 4, which we saw now in the smaller amud, right? How come here it would work? So he says, the avdei gistra, shechil kulo orko begovo kaze. You chopped it this way. In other words, you smashed it down that way. Okay, now the interesting, you see that kazeh, right? Usually in Rashi says kazeh, there's a picture, right? There's no picture. If you look at the Mishnah Shasta of the Yud Aleph, he shows the pictures. Tetzalke mitzalek lerochvo, nireh be'enai says kazeh, that way. You chopped it off that it's missing that. And begovo kazeh, you chopped it that way, you split it into 2 halves like that. So depending how you cut up this tanur, the one way, if you chopped it this way, so even though it's less than 4, it would it could still become tame. If you chopped it the other way, if it didn't fall, it wouldn't become tame. Okay. I apologize that it's not the most satisfying end to the sugya. I'm not sure that... Okay. So Amar Mar. So now, so we discussed the first part of that braita. We said Amar Mar chul kol shlosha. Now, the Gemara takes the second mishnah which we brought from Masechet Kalim, and we had there Mishetigmar melachto shirav berubo. Once this small oven we spoke about was completed, right? So if you broke it up and there was a part that was a rov of the original oven, it would still be tame. The Gemara takes out, discusses that part over there. So Amar shirav berubo. So Gemara says rubo de tefach lemai have. If we've got a rov, which is one tefach, what's it going to be any good for? The Meshurah Shas changes that lemai have to lemai chazi. Okay, lemai ra'ui, what's it worth? What's it any good for? We've got a little piece here of clay, which is less than a tefach. What good is it? So why is it tamek? Alright, Amar Abaye, shirei gadol berubo. He says, Abaye says, when we said that shirei gadol berubo, that is at least the majority of it. Right? That's what he means of Yalama Chazi, I don't know, but he says, nonetheless, the part is still at least more than the majority, and therefore it would become Tameh. Va'amre Rabbanan, Rabbanan said, no, Arba. Right, look at Rashi, the Va'amre Rabbanan, Diktani, Bamirim, Begadol. And he says, no, but there Chachamim said that when it's a big Tanur, I'm a Bain, Atchidato, Bain Ashirav, Modler Rabbi Meir Bebagel, even the Agutari Meir, when we speak about a big tanur, that had to be at least a tanur of four tvachim. There we can understand. But yeah, a little tanur, what good is it? They said, lo kashya. Ha be tanur bar tisha. It would make, no, it's not a kashya. There's a difference between the two. The one discussing a tanur, which to begin with is nine tvachim. So when you break it, more than half is at least four, right? A rov is at least four of nine. Four and a half, you have to be more than four and a half. Vaha be tanur bar shiv'ah. And he has a tanur of seven tvachim, so more than half is three and a half. It's under four. So in either cases, we're speaking about a pretty big piece, which we'd have to have a look at Rashi there. But tanur bar shiva, kamri dalet, hoyel verubo batzir midalut, since the rov is less than four, lo metaminan le berubo. Then it wouldn't become tame even if it's a rov, because it's less than four. Velo chamire shirav yitchon, and we aren't worried so much about it's the broken parts in the beginning. But nonetheless, we still talk about a tanur which is not less than four. So in other words, if it's a tanur which seems to be less than four, so here we would never worry about its parts, even if it's a rov. But it's a machlok between Chachamim and Rabbi Meir. Okay, I don't know. I hope that this is a little bit clear. I mean, these are difficult parts. I'm not 100% sure that...
What was the tanur achnai?
It was a bunch of rings of a tanur, and you took all the rings. It was made like a whole lot of rings, mm-hmm. Put one on top of the other, and you separated the rings, and you put the rings back together. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we speak about actually breaking it up and chopping it up. I don't think tanur achnai actually broke up anything. You just took it apart and then put it back together. Mm-hmm. So that was tanur achnai. All right. Now the Gemara brings a lishna achrina here on this whole story. Going back to what we spoke about previously, right? Amre la, right? There is an opinion that Amrav Huna Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Vafidu Shirba Kedei Ma'aforet. Remember, we had over here. We said here Lo Shna. We brought this Mishnah here. Hold on, where was it? We said Amrav Huna Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Lo Shanu Ela Shlo Shirba Kedei Ma'aforet. We said there that in our Mishnah, that our Mishnah was speaking about. We went back to the Mishnah. What was the case of the Mishnah? We said, "Amafshit bebehem bechayi b'tor b'tmei barka b'gasa l'shat k'de achiza ulechemat ad sheyafshit l'chaze." Right, and on that we said, "There, Amar Rav Huna Mishmar b'shem Yosi, lo shanu ela shelo shi'er ba k'dei ma'aforet, where there wasn't a scarf's amount left over." Right, aval shi'er ba k'dei ma'aforet chibur. But if there was Kedei Ma'aforet, so then it would be a chibur if it was more than a scarves area. And on this, Amar Reish Lakish, lo shan letait avar or chalim. They only got a garment, but on leathered wood skin. Now the Gemara brings another edition, it's the other way around. Amar Rav Huna Mishum Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, va'afilu shiyer ba Kedei. There we said, lo shiyur erat, shelo shiyur ba Kedei Ma'aforet. Here we're saying, afilu shiyer ba Kedei Ma'aforet, even if there is a scarf's area, even if it was a bigger amount. Right? And on that, Amar Reish Lakish, lo shan letalit, aval or chashiv. Right? If it's more than a scarf, in other words, we left a lot of leather, we learn that only applies to a talit, but if it was leather, then it would be chashiv. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Or Naminoch, and that Rabbi Yochanan said even Or would be chashiv. And then we had the Eitiv Rabbi Yochanan brought a bright to Resh Lakish. And Rabbi Yochanan actually Or Metamei Midras Chishev Elav Nitzur V'Sadin Kavish Tatabo Ismail Tower. Rabbi Yochanan brought that Mishnah said as soon as you decided to chop it up in two pieces, it already becomes no longer Tahor, and this is leather. Right, the Gemara says, "Dear Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda." V'chachamim omrim ad sheyemitenu mi'chamisha tvachim. And Rabbi Chachamim said, "When you make it less than five, but anyhow, ki mema'et mi'atar." We see either Rabbi Yehuda or Chachamim. Once you've decided to make it into smaller pieces, it loses its tumah. So why does Rish Lakish say that it's the leather remains tameh? Here we see once you chop it up, it becomes tahor. So Amai, the Gemara says, "Aleima chashiv." Right, why? Because chashiv. What does it mean, aviyah chashiv? Right, just tell me, is it chashiv the important or because he had kavona?
Important.
Right, because it's still important, right? Because it's still an important piece of data. The Gemara Sachem asking what we're talking about. Why is it chashiv? The kabai lay le moshav zavis. Because you wanted to keep this leather, not to chop it into little pieces, but to make it into a seat for a zav. Rashi says here, padashtura ubebatsi miyachi lo chazdi b'tev. Because it's a particular type of seat that the Zav would use to go wherever he goes, like a portable fold-up type of chair, right? So it's got chashivut, therefore it keeps it stays as a kli. But if it was less than that, then it wouldn't be. Okay, so that's basically the way to learn the sugya that we're at. Okay, new Mishnah. Or sheyesh alav kazayit basa. Now we go back to that whole sugya. This is the Mishnah we learned on Kuf Yud, where was it? We found it yesterday. What was it? Kuf Yud Chet or Kuf Yud Tet? I remember what it was. Kuf Yud, Zayin, I'm a bet. You're going to get right. Then we had that Yachol Regea Keneged Basar Me'achorav. We said that we had that. We saw it yesterday as well. That this leather that's got the meat on it, touched from behind, opposite the meat, is the skin protected? Does it mevatel? Does it mevatel? We had that's got the hair going through it. We said the hair makes a hole. We had the question about writing. How do we use the leather for sofut? Remember that whole story? This is really the Makor Mishnah. Or Sheeshlav Kazayit Basar. So we got skin that has on it a kazayit of meat. Right, and Rashi says, yeah, particularly b'makom echad. So it's not a kazayit on the whole piece of skin spread all over the skin. Right, it's one whole kazayit. Now, hanogeya batziv hayotze imenu. If you touch the strand, we saw that ziv, it's like a piece of meat that's coming off it. Ubesara shekenegdo, or on the hair opposite this meat, tameh. Right, remember, look at the Rashi here quickly. Basar or besara shekeneged oto basar. And Rashi says, yeah, what it got down, tziv is a ritzua v'tiltel ayotzeim oto basar. It's a piece of strand of meat from that piece of meat. V'talui v'davuk b'miktzat, it's a little bit stuck to it. Uboto tziv, right, leke kezayit aval me'orahu lekezayit. Right, so from the skin it's a kezayit going to the meat. If you touch it, you tameh. Why tameh? Right, Wa'atameh, Rashi says, yeah, desara habe shomer, because the hair around it is a shomer, kedaminan chilchule mechalche. Remember that? We said like it goes through, it makes a hole through the skin to the actual meat itself. Hayu alav kishnei chatzazeh, but now if on this piece of skin, you never had one whole kazayit of basar, but you had two halves of basar. So we say here, Tanakama says, metameh b'masa, if you carry the skin, so you tame masa, what's happening?
Since
long time. Huh? It's long time.
It really is.
Okay, but we still, okay, we tame masa. What can we do, right? So you tame masa, but not b'maga. You tame b'masa, but not b'maga, right? We can understand the logic behind that. Rashi says, Sharei nisa kazayit nevela. When you carry the skin, you carry the kazayit nevela. But when you touched it, you never touched the kazayit nevela. But lo b'maga, the ef shali gab b'yachad, because you can't touch it in one shot. Ushtei negiot ein mitstarfur, and two touchings don't add up one to the other, right? The Rabbi, that's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva omer lo b'maga v'lo masa. Rabbi says neither maga v'lo masa. Look at Rabbi Rashi. We'll see later on. Okay, that is Rabbi Akiva. Umor Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva ever agrees. B'shnei chatzai zaitin. If you got these two halves of meat. Shetachvan bekeisam, which were stuck together with a toothpick, right? If you had stuck them together, like you see, like these savory sandwiches, you put a thing through it, right? Vehesitan, and you did heset, right? Tumat heset, you moved it, right? Shu tame, that you would be tame, right? So umibnei mar Rabbi Akiva metar baor. Why does Rabbi Akiva nonetheless say that on the or doesn't metameyu, that the or doesn't join them like the kesam. He says, why? Mipnesha or mevatlan. Because the or is what's important, yeah? And therefore the or, the meat is batel with regards to the or. Okay. Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Ula says now Rabbi Yochanan. You see here Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. That we know now that that means that Ula heard from Rabbi Yochanan himself, right? Never just heard it by the way, but he actually heard from Rabbi Yochanan. Lo shanu ele pelata tochaya, right? So he says here, lo shanu. What does lo shanu mean? Look at Rashi. The kezayit shalem divrei hakol lo batil ele pelata tochaya. So he says over here, everybody agrees, right? Look at the Mishnah. Or sheyesh alav kezayit basar hanogeh betzvetzuvenu basar hashegno tamei. If you touch the or on the backside, right, and you are tamei. Why don't we say here as well? We don't want the meat. We want the leather, the skin. And it's the or that we want. And therefore the meat on the or is batel. Why do we say that with regards to a kazayit? So it says, Lo shanu ele platato. When do we say that? Ele platato chaya. Aval platato sakin, right? Batil. Remember that? We said that if an animal had chewed off a piece of meat from the animal, if an animal had chewed off a piece of meat from the animal, there was this meat dangling, so it wasn't batel. We still wanted the meat when we came to flay it. But if we were in the flaying process, our knife slipped and we cut off a piece of meat, that would be batel, because we only want the meat, we wanted their skin. And the fact that a bit of meat stuck to the knife, we ignore the meat. Okay? And then that's it. So Amar Rav Nachman Ula. So Rav Nachman doesn't like this. Amar Rav Yochanan, afilu ketarta. So he said like this, Amar Rav Yochanan Ula. Amar Rav Yochanan, even ketarta, now what's a tarta? Rova hakav, Rashi says. Lashon Mori, right? A big amount. Lishna Achinus is Rashi, kav moznayim, right? Or like a cuff of a scale, like a spoon which put a scale. It was a big amount, like a whole scales amount, right? He says, Amarein. He says, yes. Vafidu kanafia, right? And even kanafia, and kanafia over here means to be, I think, is the spoon of a scales amount, right? Says, what's that?
A sieve.
Rashi here, Rashi. There's no Rashi here. Okay, I don't know, sieve, okay. I don't know Rashi over here. For some reason, I did mark it over here, kanafia. So where did I see kanafia? Is there Shuta Rashi? But sieve, no, I don't see Rashi over here. Okay, so a sieve. Okay, that was like, okay, a sieve's a man, probably like a holy man. It was a big piece. So I'm in, he says yes. So now, Amal Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said, I'm saying Rav Nachman, said to Ula, he says, nah. Done like this is Ha'elohim, right? You've seen that that's like a shvua type of lashon, right? He says, "Ima mali Rabbi Yochanan mipume." If Rabbi Yochanan told me this himself, Lord Saitan, I wouldn't listen to Rabbi Yochanan. I don't buy this. That even such a big amount, it would still work, right? He says, "Because such a big amount, if it was cut over the knife, we would still want it. We wouldn't say it's batel." So now, Kisali Kravoshia, when Kravoshia went to Eretz Israel. Ashkechelel Rabbi Ami. Remember, Ami was Rabbi Yochanan's Talmid. Remember, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi. You've seen them a lot now, right? They Amorim in Israel. Amra leshmate kamei, right? And Rabbi Oishia said this sugya, which he had heard from Ule and Rabbi Yochanan. Hachi Amar Ule, Hachi Ahar Rabbi Nachman. This is what Ule says. Rabbi Nachman replied to him. He referred the whole story to him, telling him how Rabbi Nachman was mezalzel and said if Rabbi Yochanan had said it to himself, he wouldn't have accepted it. So Amalei, so look at Rami says to Oishia, Umishum Rav Nachman Chatnei Debei Nesiyahu Mezalzel B'Shmat Rav Yochanan. He says, what gave Rav Nachman the self-confidence to be so cocky and say, hey, Rav Yochanan will tell me this, I will listen to him? Because his father-in-law was the Nasi. Right, Rashi Kelut is in Bavel, right? This, he says his father-in-law was the Nasi, and therefore he was an important guy, he thought he was a big shot, he could even Mezalzel Rav Yochanan. Zimnin, now the Gemara says later on, Pam Acheret, another time, says Rashi, Ashkechei, what's Ashkechei? Rav Oishia, Oishia found Rav Ami sitting there and doing what? Teyati v'ka'amala aseife. And he taught this halocha, not on the Reisha, where the Reisha said, or sheyesh alav kezayit, leather that's got a kezayit on it, but on the seifa. What's the seifa? The seifa is the next part of the Mishnah. Hayu alav kishnei chatzei zeitim. If there's a piece of leather with two halves of a kezayit on it, right, Where we saw Machloket Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Shmuel says that you are metamei b'masa, if you lift it up and not if you touch it. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva says, lo b'maga v'lo b'masa, not on even touching and not on carrying. And on this, Rabbi Ami taught the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan. Am Rabbi Yochanan lo shalu ele pilato chaya. That's only if the animal cut it off. Aval pilatato sakin batel. But if that you had cut it off with a knife, that even Rabbi Shmuel would say, right, that you aren't even tamei of masa. Okay? That's what's going to happen, because we don't want the meat. The meat was indifferent, inconsequential. We were actually cutting the skin off. In the process came out the meat. And Amar le mar, a seifa matnila. Right, so look at Rashi here. Amar le, he says here, mar a seifa, ishti chatzei, ashtei chatzei zaitim. So this is on the seifa. Speaking about the two halves of the chatzei zait. Right, mati lal Rabbi Yochanan de platato sakin batel hachi metuk meshapir. This makes more sense. That discussion there, Rabbi Yochanan was on the sefer of the two kazeitim. I havu tanle kamed Rabbi Nachman hachi lo habizalde. And if he had taught this to Rabbi Nachman, if Ule had said this one, if it's two chatzei zaitim, even big ones. I don't know how you could have two chatzei zaitim or even big ones. I'm not sure about this. He says on that one, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nachman wouldn't have said, even Rabbi Yochanan had told me to himself, I wouldn't have accepted it. On this one, he would have listened to him that when they split up into parts, I suppose, maybe if the two chatzei zaitim were so big that together they were a tarte, right? In other words, they were much bigger than a kazayit, he would have even agreed with it, right? He says, I'm going to asefa matnila, right? Ve'ele ula aresha amrine halechu. Right, and on Ula, when Ula spoke, he spoke about the Reisha, it was one piece together. Amar le'in, he says, yes, Amar le'ohim, I Amar le'yoshua b'nun, mishmei lo tzaitin le. Right, he says, even if Yoshua b'nun had taught me this, he says, I don't buy that. Even if Yoshua b'nun had taught me this halacha, right, himself, I would not, Rabbi Yochanan, Yoshua, lo tzaitin le. Ki atu Rabin, v'chol nachutei. Now, when Rabin and his whole group, when they all came to Bavel, Amru Areisha, they taught the halacha on the Reisha, not like Rabbi Ami, on the Sefer. Ve'ela kashia, now the Gemara is like this. Ve'ela kashia, I kezayit shalem batil. Right? It says this kashia now, that if it's in one place, right? Lo'olam batil, v'afilu ketarta, v'alei k'lememar d'kula hai mevatil inish. Right? So now, on this kashia, how can it be for such a big amount? Are we going to say that a guy doesn't want such a big amount, or it's mevatil even such a big amount? And it k'damar ha'papa b'merudad. What's going on there? Why do we say that it is batil, even if it's a huge amount? Because it's merudad. What's merudad? Dak v'kalush v'aroch v'rachav. It's basically very shallow, right? It's a squashed out piece of meat, spread out completely. Right? What? Thin, right? Well, merudad, in a pool, you've got the waters of merudad, right? The shallow area is called merudad, right? So it's like very finely squashed down. Right? If you'd add, if you'd push it all together, it's a kazayit. People don't really make an effort to do this, right? So that's why we don't care. However, he says, the love you but if that's when you were flaying it and you cut it out yourself, you don't really want the meat, and since it's so spread out, you aren't going to go to trouble. But if it was in the initial circumstances, it was the animal that had bitten off, you never battled it to begin with, and therefore wouldn't be battle, and therefore this wouldn't work. So that's the whole sugya. We're going to come back to it actually later on, at the end of this amud, the story of here of it spread up again. Okay. Now, that was a long amud. Gee, it was not long amud. Okay, I think that this second part of the amud should be a little bit easier. I don't know, but elephant's got this ability to like spend 40 minutes on the first amud and 10 minutes on the last amud. Let's see if we'll have his hashra'a today as well. Okay, Amar Bar Pada. Okay, so the Mishnah starts off and says, now, how you are love. Okay, the Mishnah is speaking there. Hayu alav shnei chatzaim biyachad. Right, if there were two halves of this, of the kazayit, so what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, Hayu alav shnei chatzai zaitim metar masa v'lo maga. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva says lo maga v'lo masa. Right, Rabbi Yishmael says that you are tumat maga. Sorry, tumat masa, not tumat maga. And Rabbi Akiva says even tumat masa doesn't exist. So Amar Peda, Bar Peda says like this: Lo shanu. Right, Rashi says, "Yeah, Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar, Afagav lo batle, עניין מסע במגע לא, לא באת לעניין מסע, במגע לא מתאמו. רק רבי שמואל makes this חילוק between מסע and מגע. ברפדה says, לא שנו אלה מאחריו. Right? That's only when the meat is on the back of it. אבל מלפניו, יש נוגע וחוזר ונוגע. ברפדה says, רבי שמואל says, you only aren't tamei מגע when the meat is on the other side of the skin. But if it's on this side of the skin, then you can touch it and touch it again. In other words, you can touch it twice, and the two touches go together, and you become a kazait. All right, do you want to see Rashi quickly? Ela me'achorav, shelo naga, shelo naga. Noga v'basa, ela ba'or me'achorav, you touch the skin. Dekev d'lo havei kazait, shaleim yachad, en lo yad. He says, because since the kazait wasn't in one place, the or, the skin, doesn't become a yad to convey, right, the tumah via the skin. ולא, אין עוד השומר אידה. ואף אגב, אם אידה, we learned to דף קוף י' ח' אין שומר לפחות מכפול, less than a full. הכפול יהיה שומר, but if it was a full, it would be a שומר. האיקת הנקמה דאחרים דפלי קרמין לאל. אין זה שומר. רבי שמואל שבילק את הנקמה דאחרים. Right? That was הנקמה. But האחרים agrees. רבי שמואל would have said that even less than a full could have been a שומר. Right? Sorry, less than a full. A full is a שומר. So what's Rabbi Shmuel's hacking over here? That even though there's a fool, it's still less than a kazite. Right? But the fool is less than a kazite, right? The fool wouldn't be, you need a kazite. Okay. So Rabbi Shmuel, right? So that's what he says. The Amar, as Rabbi Yochanan says, Eino gea v'chozev le'gea. Rabbi Yochanan says, make the difference. Irrespective of where the meat is, if it's on the one side, the other side of the leg, whatever you touch, there's no such thing as touching two touches that join together. Either you touch it and it's got a kazite, or it hasn't got a kazite. If it's two chatzim, no matter how many times you touch it, you never considered being nogaya a kazayit. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan is pretty considered. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Dosa ben Horkinus, Amru. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan quotes here a brighter. Right? He says like this. This is right. Amru davar echad. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan both said the same thing. What did they say? Rabbi Shmuel had Amru. Rabbi Shmuel, we'll be just learning our Mishnah now. Right? Where he said lo naga. And Rabbi Dosa ben Horkinus did not in the Mishnah. He's got a Mishnah over here, and this Mishnah is in Masechet Ohalot. He said, "Kol hametamin ba'ohel, all these things which we say are tame in an ohel," and Rashi fills in the gaps here. Kol hametam, anything that's tame in ohel, kagon kazayit min ha'meit, if you've got a kazayit of a dead body, a piece of meat of a kazayit, verova atzamot. We're talking about a rova of a kav here, right? And a quarter kav of bones together. Umelor tarvad rekev, right? And this is like a whole batch of stuff which has rotted, right? Like a powder form, I think, speaking about it. Even if it's like a, in the Bible, but it's at least a tarvad, a measure of that which has gone off. But all these things together, she nichleko, right? Look at Rashi, she nichleko, ashiru nichlak b'shlam, which you split into two. So if it was a rova kav, and you had two quarter kavs, or a kazait v'med, you had two half kazaits. Or a tarvad, which is half a tarvad, two halves of tarvad. Vehichnis shtei hachatzim letoch habayit, and you put them two of these halves into a house. Rabbi Dosa ben Horkinus metaher. Yochanan says the two halves don't add up to one. So you stick two halves into a house, and you mahil. We don't have mahil over two halves. It has to be one kazayit. Right? Vechachamim nonetheless metamim. But Chachamim say they do metame, they do join. So we see Rabbi Yochanan and Horkinus here seems to be like Rabbi Shmuel according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shmuel got our example where you touch the two pieces of meat and the two halves don't add up. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Dosim and Horkinus talk about putting them into a tent and Mahil, it still stays Tahor. Look at Rashi Metaher. Why? The Ein Shnei Ahilot Mitztarfin. That's the Meshidah Kabetz's correction. Shabbat Mahil, etc. doesn't join. The Chachamim say we do tamei. The Gemara said, "La'am Rabbi Yosef and Horkinus hatam ein ma'hil v'chozru ma'hil." Just like Rabbi Yochanan says, you can't have a ma'hil in which of the first half and then join again on the second half. Hachanami ein nogaya v'chozer mi nogaya. So that seems pretty consistent here. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Ishmael and like Rabbi Yochanan ben Dorkis. The Gemara says like this. With Rabbi Yosef ben Horkinus, Rabbi Ishmael, if you're going to tell me now. But Rabbi Yochanan Horkinus is like Rabbi Shmuel. We saw a machloket just now, right? Where Rabbi Yudochus Rabbi Nokos Rabbi Shmael, and the Gemara seems to say that Rabbanan must be like Rabbi Akiva. Where was Rabbanan? We had this machloket here, where we said Rabbi Dosa ben Hokris metaher v'chachamim metamim, right? So now, if Rabbi, now only we know who's the bar plukt of Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Akiva. If Dosa ben Hokris is like Rabbi Ishmael, then it makes sense that those who are cholek on him must be like Rabbi Akiva. But now let's look for a second. What does Rabbi Akiva say? V'har Rabbi Akiva tohuri k'metaher. Rabbi Akiva says that in a case like this, you be metaher. In other words, he also agrees that there's no chatzaim, which is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Hurkan, Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanis. Right? The Gemara says, wait a second. You understand the question, right? Question pretty clear. Right? But now I've got a separate question now on this machloket. We want to say that the quote of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmael is like Rabbi Dosa ben Hurkanis. But we know that Rabbi Shmael is cholek Rabbi Akiva. And Chachamim are cholek Rabbi Shmuel on Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Hukkanes, so therefore Chachamim should be like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva also says Metaher. So the Gemara is like, Ad kaloka Metaher Rabbi Akiva. When does Rabbi Akiva Metaher? Ela Ba'or. That's where he's cholek on Rabbi Yishmael. About Ba'alme Metame. But as a rule, he does agree that two can be Mitzareh, two Kazaitim to Metame. So with regards to Ohel, he doesn't necessarily argue that it can't work. So maybe he's not the one, right? So he can argue with Rabbi Dosa ben Horkanis on the Ohel without arguing with Rabbi Ishmael on the Or. You got it? So it works out quite well. Kriptani Seifa, like we learned in the Seifa. Umode Rabbi Akiva b'shnei chatzai zaitim. He agrees. Let's see our Mishnah over here. Rabbi Ishmael said that if you take these two zaitim, right, you put a toothpick through them, then you would be metame for heset. Remember, if you moved it. Right? Like Rabbi Akiva said. When Rabbi Akiva, kishnei chatzai zaitim, shetachvan bekesam, veistan shutame. Okay? So it seems to be that Rabbi Akiva agrees that it's only with the or that you tahor, with other stuff that in for heset, for example, if you put the two chetik, then you'd be tame, then in ohel, you could be tame. So Gemara says, bibna, umibneimar, Rabbi Akiva, metaher be'or. So what does Rabbi Akiva say over here in the or that you are tahor, right? Why does he agree that with the or you tahor, mipnei sha'or mevatlan? Because when we come to flay the or, what do we want? We want the leather. Ah, but a meat is stuck in it. We don't really pay too much attention to that meat, and therefore the meat's nothing, and therefore you ignore it, and therefore you are tahor. Okay, the Gemara carries on. Now we've got a kasha here on Bar Pada. So Bar Pada said, lo shalu ele me'achorava minfanav yesh nogea v'chozer v'nogea. Right? Bar Pada said that when we learned there that two chatzai kezaitim, it's only right on the back. But if it's on the front, there is two chatzim joining together. So you want to bring the brighter to the kasha of Bar Pada. Mati Rav Ukva Bar Chama. The pasuk says, benivlatam. What does it mean, benivlatam? You've got to actually touch the meat itself. And not the leather which has got two zaitim. So how could Rav Pada say, right, that look at Rashi, v'lo ba'or sheyesh lav shnei chazaitim, de lo karine bei hanogah benivlatam, de ein b'chol negiyah kishur nevela. So therefore, you shouldn't be tameh. Ah, but what about, remember, but we said there, but what about, so now, that's a kasha against Rav Pada. But now let's look at the second part of the Mishnah we spoke about, tameh b'masa, yachola b'masa. Could you nonetheless be tameh b'masa if you carry these two halves of kezaitim? Tamud rav hanose yitma, divrei Rabbi Ishmael. Kiva mer hanogav hanose. One second. Look at the Rashi. Yachola hanose. Tamud rav hanose yitma. V'arei ze nose et anavali. He says yes, could be. Why? When it comes to tameh, it says benivlata. You've got to actually touch the nevela. But nose just means carry and taku. At the end of the day, did this guy carry a kezait or not? Did he or didn't he? Did he? He did. Right? Ah, they might have been together, but the bottom line, we picked up the piece of meat, the leather, that skin, there was two, at the end of the day, there was a zayit on the or. Okay. So we said you can be metameh for seit, but not necessarily for nosei, but not necessarily for noga. So now it seems to agree with Rabbi Ishmael on nosei, but not with Bar Pada on nogea. Now the Gemara of Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Akiva, Mehanu Gavin Osei, Sheba Lichlal Maga. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Nogaya and Osei go together. They're a package deal. Ba Lichlal Masa, Lo Ba Lichlal Maga. It's Sheba Lichlal Maga, Ba Lichlal Masa. What is comes to tell you is included in Maga, is included in Masa. Lo Ba Lichlal Maga, Lo Ba Lichlal Masa. If you don't have it for Maga, you don't have it for Masa. Now the Gemara says, okay, there was a whole brighter there. Kashi, we're going to see down Bar Upadah. Gemara's like this. V'im ita. And if Bar Pada is correct, right? Look at Rashi here. V'im ita, right? Le Bar Pada, that is correct. Are the words when Bar Pada said, Lo shanu elam achorav. This only applies to if the meat's on the back side of the leather. But mi'ufana on the front side of the leather, then there is Nagia. Maika Mahad Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Ishmael. What is it? What's Rabbi Akiva telling Rabbi Ishmael when he says that Maga and Masa are connected? Hamodi the Balichla Maga Milafanav. Right? Wouldn't Rabbi Akiva agree with Rabbi Ishmael that when you've got it in the front that they do join up? Right? Hare Balichla Maga Milafanav. So it seems to be that why did Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi Ishmael, only when we got Maga, we have Masa, we got Maga, and when we haven't got Maga, we haven't got Masa. If it would be from the front, shouldn't Rabbi Akiva agree with Rabbi Ishmael then, according to Bar Pada, and there shouldn't be a machloket to begin with? So, Amarava Hachi Kamar. This is what Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Ishmael. Et sheba lichlal Maga, v'chol tzad ba lichlal Masa. Sorry, et sheba lichlal Maga, b'chol tzad, yeah, ba lichlal Masa. Lo ba lichlal Maga, b'chol tzad, lo ba lichlal Masa. He says, no. Rabbi Akiva is cholek on Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Ishmael agrees with me that it's from the back, there's no Maga. From the front is Maga. Rabbi Akiva says to him, even from the back or the front, there wouldn't be Maga, because irrespective of where you're looking at it, Maga and Masa always go together. And if there is Maga, there is Maga. And therefore, if there is Masa, there's Maga. There's Maga, there's no Masa. So therefore, it's not straightforward that Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Akiva agree on the front, they even cholek on the back as well, and therefore we can say Bar Pada. Okay, I think we actually gave a pretty good gap. Bami Rab Avia, Sabah Mi Rabbi Bar Avuna. Rabbi Avia asks a question from Rabbi Bar Avuna. Kolit Stuba. Now we know what the kolit we saw was that farbo, remember? The yarech. Rashi doesn't say Rabbi Avia, Rashi says like this, what's a kolit? Kolit Stuma. It says there's the star bone, v'ein alei basa. There's no meat. It's just the bone itself. However, the yesh betocha moach. There's marrow in the bone. Now, what do we know about a bone that's got marrow? It is a shomer. Correct. Utnan madnitin. We learned now Mishnah. Kolit nevela v'kolit hasheretz stumim, right? Tahorin. This bone of a nevela and this bone of a sheretz, if they seal, they satum, they are tahor. Right? Af bin amasa, even from tumat masa. Why? Delo ba'u lechlal maga, because you can never have tumat maga. This seems to be going like who? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, if you haven't got masa or maga, they go together, right? You haven't got maga, you haven't got masa. So because you haven't got tumat maga, you don't have tumat masa. He says, mi palig alei Rabbi Ishmael or lo. He says, now, is Rabbi Ishmael cholek or not? Mi amrinan itle Rabbi Ishmael. So now we go back to the Gemara, right? So look here. So now, Hanosei, Mati Rav Ukva Barchama, Bami Rav Yuchunaza. Kolit Stuma, Rabbi Ishmael Mahu. So we understand that Rabbi Akiva, because there's no Maga, there's no Masa. What is Rabbi Ishmael's take on this? Shetitamar, he said, would be Matame. Right? And then the Gemara says, Eat that Rabbi Ishmael Eche Balichla Maga, Balichla Masa, Lo Balichla Maga, Lo Balichla Masa. Does he normally agree with Rabbi Akiva that they go together, Masa and Maga? V'hacha, but nonetheless over here, right, in our Mishnah, look at Rashi. Rashi says here, v'hacha, in our Mishnah, where we said, b'or shel shnei chatzain, right? Why does he say nonetheless that there is tumat maga? Even though he normally agrees with Rabbi Akiva. But in our Mishnah, he's chodek Rabbi Akiva. Why? Hacha, haynu tana, why does he say that there is maga? Mishum deba lichla maga milefanav. Because that is who? Bar Pada. Remember, Bar Pada said that when do we say that you bar mitoch maga milafanav? So therefore, loshna elav milafanav yesh no gav v'chosev no gav, because the two chatzim would join. So therefore, when it's a whole kezayit on the other side, you could have maga, right? Or deal melaitle, or maybe no. Maybe he hasn't got this idea here of of Maga and Masa are joined together at all? That's the Gemara's question. So Amale Urba Perach. So what's he answer him? Right, look at this. So Bai Mina Rabu Avia Mirabhuna. Rabhuna Amale Urva Parach. Sorry, not Perach, Parach. Right, look at Rashi. What do you mean Urba Parach? He says Rashi Zavia, look here. The second while is Rashi, Ra'a Orev, he saw a crow, Porech Ba'avir, flying in the air, Klomar Hesi'o Ledavar Acher. He said, ah, look, there's a crow flying. Right, change the topic, exactly. Right, change the topic, right? Hesi'o Ledavar Acher. Now, the interesting thing over here is, what's going on here? Why did he suddenly change the topic?
Fake news. Orva parach fake news.
Is that really? Yeah. Orva parach.
It's
a fake news. It's nonsense. Okay, just flying in there. Okay. So it's Orva parach. So now, Amar Rava Berei. Now, Rav Huna's son, his son, Rava, huh?
Trump didn't invent.
Trump. Orva parach, yeah. Okay, so that's Trump. Right? Orva parach, Trump. Right? Amar Rava Berei. V'lav hainu Rav Avia Saba mi Pumpedita. Isn't this Rav Avia the famous Saba mi Pumpedita? Just by the way, interesting, you see, you have the Saba Mislabotka. You know, you heard of him, right? It's like a famous title. This guy was called Saba Mipumpadita, the wise old man from Pumpadita, huh? He says, the Meshavach Lan Marba Gavei, the guy, Rabbi, you always telling me what a great guy this is. How you just fob him off like that? You say, oh, Orva Parach, give him an answer. So he says to him, Amar Lei, he says to him like this, Ani Hayom, today I am, right, look at the, right, I am Samchuni Ba'ashishot. Right, this is a pasuk, right, that comes from Shir Hashirim, right? Samchuni ba'ashishot. Look at Rashi here down the bottom, yeah? Klomar tzorcheni chizuk. Ah, today needs strength. Lefi shesar kochi, I've been weakened. Mikoach hadrasha shedarashti ayom, from this drosha I gave today. Barabim de Shabbat haregel haithat. It was a Shabbos haregel, Shabbos like Shabbos hagadol coming up for Pesach. He had a big drosha and he was very, very tired. Look in the Gemara. So therefore he says, Samchuni ba'ashishot, right? Support me, right? That's the pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Give me the English translation there, Samchuni ba'ashishot.
Revive me with flasks.
With flasks of
wine,
right? In other words, it needs to be revived, right? Uba'a minai milta. And he asked me a question, the ba'i taima. I had to think about it. It wasn't a pasuk. This is something I need to think about. I was too weak. I was tired. I never had the koach to answer to. Okay, so now Amar Ula, Shnei Chatzai Zaitim, Ula says like this, you got the new sugya. Two Chatzai Zaitim, right? She Tachvan Bekesam, which was like in the Mishnah of Akiva quoted, right? Afilu Molichu Mevi Kolayom Kulo Tower. So he says over here, if you carry them the whole day, you tower. In other words, there's no Tumat Masa from two Chatzai Zaitim stuck together. Of course, it's my time, huh? Ketiv Venasa, because the Pasuk says Venasa. Now look how the pasuk is written, by the way. It's written without a vav. Look at Rashi there. It says, V'nasa, right? V'nasa, kativ nasa. See that Rashi there without a vav? Nun, shin, aleph. V'hin nase et nivlata chaser hu below vav. It's written without a vav. V'stam kriyato kevan delo katavav nikra nise v'adam kriyato noso. It says, even though it's actually the word is nise, but we read it nose. Right? So he says here, he says, so why is it, why aren't you tamei? Because it says, nasa without a vav, we read it nosei. But in a nosei, we need nosei, v'hu de nisa bevat achat. And from this limud, he says, from this kri and ktiv, in fact, it says, nasa, chaser, has to be one nasa. Has to be one carrying, and one carrying needs to be a whole kazayit. So he goes, wait a second, what do we learn in the Mishnah? Tnan hayush, alav shtei chatzai zaiti, metam masav, lo magad, Rabbi Shmaya. Am I? Why? And the Mishnah quotes our Mishnah. Why are you saying this? Our Mishnah said that Rabbi Shmuel said that you are tameh for masa. Why? V'halo nisahu, you never carried it. And Rabbi Papa b'merodad. And we answered, remember? Because it was like flattened out. But Toshma, we had more Rabbi Akiva b'shnei chatzai zaiti. But did Rabbi Akiva agree b'shnei chatzai zaiti shtachma b'kaisa v'yisitan shu tameh, that you are tameh, as opposed to Ula? Am I? Why are you tameh? V'halo nisahu. We haven't got nisah like you want Ula in one thing. He says, hachanami b'merodad. He says, so too, because it's b'merudad. What does it mean b'merudad? Right? So here we seem to be saying that merudad is the reason why you chayev. And there we said, well, that is why you patru. Kamo says ketnai. One touches one mesit. Even if you carried it, atu nosei love mesit. Isn't nosei in itself carrying? No. So we say it's chad nogeya. One touches it. Bechad amitzi. One moves it. Beloni sal out carrying it. Vatu abinez lemei marv huda nisa. And he says that is when you carried it. Umai afan. Let's say afanisa. Aimer vahud nisa. The one who carries. So we see this. Bechad amitzi. Where you are over or you aren't over. And we end off over.